Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that the American people are just flat out wrong about gay marriage. I'm not talking about whether the American people support or oppose gay marriage. I'm not saying one side or another is flat out wrong. I mean, gay marriage is the law of the land right now. But in their perceptions of the way people feel about same-sex marriage, people are totally mistaken about where the American people stand. We will get to that. We'll also have an opportunity to speak with Dinesh D'Souza, the author of a new book, The United States of Socialism. What is it about this discredited system that seems to have such strong appeal for young people? Is it the idea that the government may take over what mommy and daddy have done so far, which is to feed you and clothe you and support you and pay for your education and make sure that you have all the things that you want? Is it that simple? We will get to that issue. We will also be talking a little bit more with Ralph Peters, who is, in addition to being a longtime officer in the United States Army, is a first-rate Civil War historian. He's written a dozen books about the war between the states. Where does he stand on the current Civil War over the Civil War? Meanwhile, there's no question at all about where leading Hollywood celebrities stand. And there's a clip that has been put together that is, I think, fairly indicative of what the entertainment industry believes. It starts out with Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad, and, well, you'll hear. Listen.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not-so-funny joke. Every unfair stereotype.
Every blatant injustice, no matter how big or small.
Every time I remained silent.
Every time I explained away police brutality. Or turned a blind eye.
I take responsibility. Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are our brothers and sisters.
Okay, that was Julianne Moore, who is a very gifted actress. But black people are being slaughtered in the streets? I was sent a handout, it's anonymous, that makes the same kind of claim and that gives the list of all of the recent, much-publicized victims, including Manuel Ellis here in Tacoma, Washington, and of course George Floyd and Breonna Taylor in Louisville, and then says that as you're reading this, there are scores of others, black people, who are being killed by police. Now, none of that is true. They continue about this whole idea of taking responsibility and this whole idea of a daily slaughter, which is not true. Listen.
We are done watching them die. We are no longer bystanders. We will not be idle. Enough is enough.
I will no longer allow an unchecked moment. I will no longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes, no matter how big or small, to be uttered in my presence.
I will not turn a blind eye. Going for a jog should not be a death sentence. Sleeping in your own home should not be a death sentence.
Playing video games with your nephew should not be a death sentence.
Shopping in a store should not be a death sentence. Business as usual should not be life-threatening. I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I will stand against hate in love. I will make my presence known.
And killer cops must be prosecuted. They are murderers. We can turn the tide. It is time to take responsibility. Call out hate. Step up and take action.
Okay, for those of you who ever go to the movies, watch TV, that's all of you. What do you think about the acting, the quality of the acting in that clip? A little bit of overacting, you think? A little bit over the top? I mean, just sailing wildly over the top. And this letter that I was received says, "Dear neighbor, you are likely aware of the murder of George Floyd by a police officer in Minneapolis this past week." In other words, they have the word murder, not killing, not death, not crime, but murder of George Floyd by a police officer in Minneapolis this past week, and the continuing injustices facing protesters at the hands of police in cities across America. We also want to bring awareness to the recent murders of Breonna Taylor, Louisville, Tony McDade, Tallahassee, and Manuel Ellis, Tacoma, Washington, David McAtee, Louisville, and many, many more, just in the 24 hours since I wrote this letter. Okay, do you think if there were many, many more, the media would have jumped on it? Of course they would have. There's no question about it. This is a supercut that was put together by Tom Elliott of Grabian. And who's to blame for all of the problems we have and that we're confronting now in our country? Listen.
Think you're not racist. You could be right, but in this day and age, that's simply not good enough.
What I did wrong in 2016 is I overestimated white people.
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
Those white guys, those middle-aged, boring, nerdy-looking white guys.
And white people have been probably woefully late to this conversation.
But I'm not willing to let white voters off the hook.
Do you believe that white folks actually care about racial injustice?
It doesn't appear that we do. I mean, the status quo of our society is racism, and it's comfortable for white people.
Well, because we're white, we have had privilege, even the poorest of us.
I sit here as a privileged white woman. I cannot imagine, but I appreciate you educating us.
It's very hard to talk about the issue of race. White people particularly don't know how to do it.
Well, I call it white mansplaining us.
This idea that white people are objective on racism, which is outrageous. We are the least objective.
The most dangerous kind of white privilege is to think that we can sit this justice struggle out.
It's critical for white people, for people in general, to stop denying their racist ideas.
That's why it's time to check our bias at the door and lean into the discomfort that is necessary for real change.
The heartbeat of racism itself is denial, and the sound of that heartbeat is, I'm not racist.
It is incumbent upon people who hold the power in this society to help to do that, to do the heavy lifting. And guess who that is? Who is that, Chris?
White people.
To do the heavy lifting. Okay, what is the heavy lifting about? This is one of those things, and this goes back to, do you remember when Bill Clinton was president? And everything was perfect in the country because we had a liberal president, and even though for the last 6 years of his presidency, he was greatly blessed by having a conservative Republican Congress, both in the Senate and the House. In any event, Bill Clinton was president of the United States, and he said we needed to have an earnest conversation about race. And has there ever been a time where, at least in modern American history, since the civil rights movement, the great and successful civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, has there ever been a time we haven't talked about race? Look, there's a piece by Barton Swaim It's actually a book review that had a real kernel of truth, and it really helped me a lot in understanding what is going on in our country right now, which is the left has to explain.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome back to this show an old friend, Dinesh D'Souza. He's the author of 20 books, many of them national bestsellers. And his brand new book could hardly be more pertinent or more timely. It is called The United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, and How to Stop It. And Dinesh, right now, with the tremendous sense of guilt and reexamination and atonement for all of the crimes of racism in the United States over the last 400 years, given all of that, how dare you speak against socialism? Because doesn't history show that socialism is the only real cure to racism, huh?
The remarkable thing, Michael, is that history shows the exact opposite. Socialism is actually a tried system of government. In fact, in the last century, the 20th century, socialism was tried in 25 countries, including big countries, Russia, China, India. In not a single one of them did it succeed. It produced a massive body count, about 100 million casualties. It collapsed all over the world. People began to run away from it. And in fact, Reagan declared it sort of to be on the ash heap of history. So if the collapse of socialism at the end of the last century was the big story, certainly the revival of socialism in this country for the first time in our history, here in the 21st century, that's got to be a huge development. So that's a development I take on in the book to explain how did we get here, who's behind all this, what's wrong with their ideology, and how do we stop them?
All right. Right now, there's no doubt that a lot of the people who are marching in the streets and are decapitating statues of Christopher Columbus and basically demanding reparations of $14 trillion is what Robert Johnson from BET wanted. All of this is being put forward by people who fairly proudly, for the most part, identify as socialists. What is the socialist record, Dinesh D'Souza, in terms of racial harmony and racial equality around the world?
Well, the socialist record is one of establishing gangster regimes that have reduced the entire population, sort of regardless of race, you might say, to misery, and creating a small elite class that lives high on the hog. I mean, that's what socialist countries do. Now, what's interesting about what you just said is that it would have come as a huge surprise to Marx, because Marx would think, well, what does Columbus have to do with anything? Who cares whether he had a genocide or not in 1492? I think, meaning Marx thought, that revolution would come because ordinary workers would be sweating for 15 and 20 hours a day, would be seeing their standards of living go down, 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 and would become so immiserated that they would eventually revolt. Now, of course, that kind of revolt did not occur in Marx's time, and it has not occurred anywhere in the world to this day. So, interestingly, the socialist left has realized that the working class is not going to be the agent of revolution. They need to pivot kind of away from class and embrace all these other grievances with the racial, of course, there are gender grievances and transgender grievances and grievances over illegal immigration, but I think the racial grievance is perhaps at the forefront, and sure enough, that's what the socialists today are mainly concerned about.
The new book is called The United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, and How to Stop It, the author Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, a previous book of yours, which I admire greatly, and I still have it, it's much highlighted, it's on my shelf, is called The End of Racism. The left now says, the socialist left, racism never ended. It permeates every aspect of American life, to which you say...
I say that we are now living in sort of two separate realities. You could almost call it experiential reality is in one camp, and the sort of rhetorical reality is in the other camp. Because if you take young people in particular, people who go to college, they would realize, first of all, not only would you be hard-pressed, if you're a young black guy on a campus and someone were to say to you, have you been discriminated against? Has anyone called you the N-word? Has anyone insulted you to your face? place or deprived you of any opportunity, they'd be hard-pressed to name one. So young people live in a world where not only is the experience of racism virtually non-existent, but they see the opposite. People are literally doing backward somersaults in order to be sensitive on these issues. They extend a tolerance to blacks and other minorities that they would never extend to fellow whites. And so on the one hand, that's the experience of young people. On the other hand, they're learning from their professors day after day, America's a racist society. The racism is now structural. And so what's happened with this George Floyd business is it's given a single anecdote that has, in a sense, set aflame a larger narrative. The narrative has become completely unhooked from the anecdote. It now indicts institutions that have nothing to do with George Floyd, and somehow the revolutionaries are taking that as confirmation that this is a small symbol of the way America is when nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, that's, of course, well said, and I agree with you entirely. I mean, the lived reality of America also, and these lessons are available on the continent of Africa as well, is that the best engine for equality and productivity and for raising the living standards of everyone, the best engine available is the free market. Why is that so difficult for young people in particular to understand or embrace right now?
I think that what's happened is that these young people have been subjected to such a singular drumbeat. And remember, when you and I were in school, there was a liberal progressive preponderance, but it wasn't a monopoly. There was always critical debate. When I was at Dartmouth, I could have named 5 or 6 prominent conservatives who were on the faculty. I could have named the same at Harvard, for example. Now you'd be hard-pressed to find one, and if there is one, he's probably hiding under his desk. So what's happened is that these young people have been almost, you might say, propagandized into such a single point of view that it's very difficult for them to liberate themselves from that. The Socratic questioning has almost disappeared, and so they are on a rampage to, you know, look at this Taliban-style behavior, pulling down the statues, you know, creating a kind of war zone in Seattle where you got to present your credentials and declare your sympathy to a revolutionary cause to get in the terror. I mean, this is not the America I know. No, it's not the America I came to in the 1970s, and it's something a little terrifying about it.
So, to answer the last question that your book answers, the United States of Socialism, how do we stop it in 15 seconds?
We have to crush the deep state. We've got to defeat these paramilitaries on the street, and we've got to figure out a solution to the inbuilt bias in the media.
That's Dinesh D'Souza. His new book, which I have not read in its entirety, is called United States of Socialism. We will be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Dallas, Texas, taking part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the economy. Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is accusing Democrats of shutting Republicans out of creation of a sweeping bill on police reforms.
Despite there being common ground, Speaker Pelosi once again politicized what could have been a moment to lead and show the country we are capable of putting our differences aside when the stakes are this high.
The new number of jobless claims last week was 1.5 million. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists had predicted 1.6 million people would be filing first-time unemployment benefits. And presidential candidate Joe Biden is calling on Facebook to crack down on misinformation. In a letter on his website, Biden is urging his supporters to sign a petition for the platform to hold their users accountable. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, the governor of the state of Washington claims to be totally clueless. Well, actually, he is kind of totally clueless. Governor Jay Inslee, who, by the way, and I think it's appropriate, he's still paying some attention to the coronavirus and the opening up of various counties in the state of Washington, bit by bit, in various stages of restriction from the pandemic. But he was asked, and this is clip 9, Jeremy, about Capitol Hill in Seattle's autonomous zone, which is called CHAZ now. That's for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And let me explain to people who are not from the state of Washington and not from Seattle. Capitol Hill was never the capital of the state of Washington. It never had a Capitol building on it. It was called Capitol Hill, ironically. It's kind of an interesting story. The brother of one of the founders of the city, whose name was David Denny, had bought real estate on Capitol Hill, assuming that they would place the state capital, when it was still a territory, that placed the state capital in the biggest settlement, which was Seattle, which had about 250 people at the time. And so he bought this land, and very confidently, and he named it Capitol Hill. And they ended up putting the capital on Olympia because, famously, at the state organizing convention, they were drawing lots, and Olympia won, so it got to be the capital. And but it's still called Capitol Hill, and as a way of laughing at David Denny. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Bad investment. Okay. So right now, they have proclaimed this autonomous zone where apparently people need to pledge their commitment to Black Lives Matter and need to pledge their rejection of capitalism and racism, everything, just in order to function in this 6-square-block area. Here was the governor of the state being asked about this internationally publicized story. Listen.
Governor, I'd like to ask you about what's going on in Seattle. There's this thing called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What's your thought on that? The fact that the protesters have taken that over and not allowing people to come and go freely? And regarding the Capitol Garden.
Well, that's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that from any credible source. Not that you're not credible, it's just like before I espouse an opinion, I should know of which I speak.
Okay, that's true. He should know something about it, and apparently he did find out about it. He tweeted later today. And this is a tweet from the governor of the state of Washington. I spoke with Mayor Jenny, that would be the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, and her team about the situation on Capitol Hill. Although unpermitted, we should remember we are still in a pandemic. The area is largely peaceful. Peaceful protests are fundamentally American, and I am hopeful there will be a peaceful resolution. I wonder how any of the business owners in that area, and there are businesses in that area, it's not all residential, there's some residences and apartments, I wonder how they feel about this. And of course, the big threat here, which apparently is something that I would imagine that some of these protesters ardently want, is that there will be a confrontation with police departments to clear out the autonomous region and the barricades that they have put up. This is all, they may have read stories about revolutions in France in 1830 or in 1848 or any time you want. And people building barricades on the streets. Maybe they saw Les Miserables a few too many times. That revolution didn't work out. This one won't either. Joe Biden wants a revolution in the way that Facebook functions. And he sent out an open letter to Facebook. And what's amazing to me is that he hasn't gotten more criticism for it. And he deserves every kind of criticism for this because this is outrageous. It's stupid. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. And I hate to say it, but Mark Zuckerberg and the officials at Facebook are right, and they certainly get the better of Joe Biden and their response to him. What Joe Biden writes is, he says, tens of millions of Americans rely on Facebook as a news source, but the company continues to amplify misinformation and lets candidates pay to target and confuse voters with lies. It's called a free press. In the letter, Biden demands 4 specific steps. He wants Facebook to promote authoritative and trustworthy news sources rather than bad actors and conspiracy theorists. He wants to have the Facebook promptly remove false information. And he wants Facebook to stop allowing political candidates and political action committees from using paid ads to spread information. Finally, the fourth thing, he wants to hear clear rules about how all Facebook users, including the president, can participate in the election. Okay, if Facebook attempted to do that, they have a right to. But for Vice President Biden to demand it is outrageous. Facebook immediately did an excellent response, and it's very brief. I'll read the Facebook response in its entirety, because it's brief and it's to the point, and it's eloquent, and they're right. We live in a democracy where the elected officials decide the rules around campaigns. That's true. 2 weeks ago, they write, the President of the United States issued an executive order directing federal agencies to prevent social media sites from engaging in activities like fact-checking political statements. This week, the Democratic candidate for president started a petition calling on us to do the exact opposite. just as they have done with broadcast networks where the U.S. government prohibits rejecting politicians' campaign ads, the people's elected representatives should set the rules, and we will follow them. There is an election coming in November, and we will protect political speech even when we strongly disagree with it. They're entirely right. For Joe Biden to assume that because most of the people who work at Facebook are fairly liberal, that he will end up benefiting in this election struggle with President Trump by trying to pressure Facebook to crack down, it's as stupid as the Trump lawsuit of CNN. President Trump's reelection campaign has sued several news outlets for coverage it deemed unflattering. Yesterday, the president's team added a new wrinkle to its media intimidation tactics, demanding that a TV network retract a poll that President Trump didn't like. In an unusual cease and desist letter, it's a legal letter, the Trump campaign called on CNN to retract and apologize for a national poll this week that showed the president trailing his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr., by 14 percentage points among registered voters. Mr. Trump's aides called the poll phony and a stunt, accusing CNN of trying to, quote, stifle momentum and enthusiasm for the president and present a false view generally of the actual support across America for the president. CNN answered back and basically said drop dead. And look, CNN wins on this one. They could be wrong about the poll. The poll could be phony. I've taken some issue with the polls overstating Biden's lead. I've done it myself. But if you don't like what some media agency is saying, then go to another media agency. And it is not true simply that there's only one source of information. I'm thankful that there is Fox News to provide an alternative. But the idea of a cease and desist letter from the president because he doesn't like a poll, you know what it does? It calls more attention to his bad poll. There's also another new poll from Gallup that ought to get people's attention in the Trump campaign. We'll get to that and more. Your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a new Gallup poll, as I mentioned, that shows a couple of things. One of them is that Americans, amazingly enough, they were asked, do you believe that most Americans support gay marriage? Do you? Do you believe most Americans support gay marriage? 48% think most Americans support gay marriage. 49% believe most Americans oppose gay marriage. It's actually, there is a clear majority. It's almost 2-1 people in this country support gay marriage. And I think it's because people do pay attention to the news, which it became the law of the land through a Supreme Court decision, and you do follow the law. And I think when people are asked, do you support gay marriage, it doesn't mean that you think it was a good idea, or do you think it was necessary to change the definition of marriage. Anyway, it amazes me that there are still 49% of people who believe that most Americans oppose gay marriage. I mean, certainly if you read media everywhere, they so much emphasize a very, very disproportionate number of gay marriages, same-sex marriages they feature. The other aspect of the Gallup poll, and it has to be concerning, is President Trump has lost 10 points in his approval rating in a month. And, the response to George Floyd. Yeah, it's the ongoing, struggling response to the coronavirus and the economy. Now, his approval rating is down to 39%. And unless it improves, and this is what Gallup says in their poll, unless that improves, he will probably have a tough time in November. Is there time for him to get that 39% up to the... Because, again, Obama and Bush, both of whom won re-election, were not above 50% in approval rating. But they were close. 39% isn't close. I don't think President Trump is going to improve his approval rating. He just sent out a tweet threatening to invade Seattle. This is not an exaggeration. And it's interesting. Would he take the troops from Fort Lewis here in Washington? That's not Fort Lawton, where my in-laws were married. but in 1943. But from Fort Lewis here, or Joint Base Lewis-McChord, they now call it. Okay, here's what President Trump tweeted. Quote, radical left governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle, her name is Jenny Durkin, are being taunted and played at a level our great country has never seen before. Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game, says President Trump. These ugly anarchists must be stooped. And what else did he put in this tweet? Immediately, in capital letters, move fast, exclamation point. So what do you think? You think the governor is going to call out the National Guard because President Trump ordered him to move fast? Governor Inslee responded, a man who is totally incapable of governing should stay out of Washington State's business. Stoop tweeting. He said, making fun of President Trump saying stooped instead of stopped. This is President Trump. He's in Dallas right now. President Trump, talking with a round table about police reform. Here's the President of the United States.
I know Chicago very well, but they're not allowed to do what they can do better than anybody. They could do the job very easily. Americans are good and virtuous people. We have to work together to confront bigotry and prejudice wherever they appear, but we'll make no progress and heal no wounds by falsely labeling tens of millions of decent Americans as racist or bigots. We have to get everybody together. We have to be in the same path, I think, Pastor. If we don't do that, we have problems, and we'll do that. We'll do it. I think we're going to do it very easily. It'll go quickly, and it'll go very easily. We have so many different elements of strength in this country. We have such potential in this country. We have the greatest potential. We have the greatest country in the world. But we get off subject. We start thinking about things that don't matter or don't matter much. And the important things we don't even discuss. But we're here to discuss some very important things today. Politicians make false charges, and they're trying to distract from their own failed records. They have some very bad records, and these are usually the ones that cause the problems or can't solve the problems. These are the same politicians who shipped our jobs away and took tremendous advantage of all Americans, but African-American middle class. So much of that wealth and that money and those jobs went to China and other countries. And they get trapped. They get trapped. They get trapped in a government morass. They get trapped in bad government schools. So I'm going to be announcing four steps to build safety and opportunity and dignity. First, we're aggressively pursuing economic development in minority communities. We're doing it very powerfully. We've done it with opportunity zones, but we're going to go above that. At the heart of this effort is increasing access to capital for small businesses, and that's with minority owners in black communities. And we're going to get it done, and it should have been done a long time ago. It's been very difficult, very, very difficult for some people, been unfairly difficult. Second, we are confronting the health care disparities, including addressing chronic conditions and investing substantial sums in minority-serving medical institutions. We have medical institutions in some areas of our country that are a disgrace. I was going to say not up to standard. They're much worse than not up to standard. They're a disgrace. Take care of it. Third, we're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards for the use of force, including tactics for de-escalation. Also, we'll encourage pilot programs that allow social workers to join certain law enforcement officers so that they work together. We'll take care of our police. We'll take deductive funding police. If anything, we're going the other route. We're going to make sure that our police are well-trained, perfectly trained. They have the best equipment.
This is largely police leaders who are with him at this roundtable in Dallas. And that's the President of the United States. Let's
see. The people in the audience and they're professionals of what they do. And they're successful people, and we're hearing things that are not even thinkable. I've never even heard of this before last week. It was like it started about a week ago where I heard they want to close up all police forces. That's what their attack on a very liberal governor in the state of Washington is. We want the police force closed. It's not like they want to sort of bring a little money into something else. They want it actually closed. I'm thinking, what happens late at night when you make that call to 911 and there's nobody there? What do you have? What do? Whether you're white, black, or anybody else, what do? You're dialing and there's somebody breaking into a house and happens to be a violent person. There are violent people around, Pastor. Even you will admit that, right? We want to think the best, but you have some very violent people. And when they're breaking into your house at 12 o'clock in the evening and you're sitting there and you don't have a police force, they're actually talking about not having a police force. Well, that's not happening with us. We're going to have stronger police forces because that's what you need. In Minneapolis, they went through three nights of hell. And then I was insistent on having the National Guard go in and do their work. It was like a miracle. It just, everything stopped. And I'll never forget the scene. It's not supposed to be a beautiful scene, but to me it was, after you watch policemen running out of a police precinct. And it wasn't their fault. They wanted to do what they had to do, but they weren't allowed to do anything. It wasn't really their fault, but they were running down the street. They weren't allowed to do what they're trained to do. And they took over the precinct. They burned it, essentially burned it down. I'm pretty good at construction, I want to tell you. That was almost what we call a complete renovation, if you're lucky. And it was a very sad thing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. But we are very proud of the fact that I called. I said, I'm sorry, we have to have them go in. And they went in, and it was like a knife cutting butter right through. Wow. I'll never forget, you saw the scene on that road, wherever it may be, in the city, Minneapolis. They were lined up, boom, they just walked straight.
Okay, that's the President of the United States at a police roundtable on police reform in Dallas. We will bring you the very latest on that. I think that, let me put it as clearly as I know how. If this election is about supporting the police more or dismantling police departments, President Trump will win in a landslide and deserve to win in a landslide. Let us hope that we can go on to a more constructive issue, more constructive reforms for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.